You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I'm here to talk about the judicial review of the inquiry into Operation Burnham. Operation Burnham was a mission undertaken in Afghanistan by New Zealand Special Air Service troops back in 2010. An inquiry into this mission was launched following allegations made in the book Hit and Run by the journalists Nikki Hager and John Stevenson. The book alleged that members of the Defence Force killed 6 and injured 15 Afghan civilians, and the events were later covered up by the military. The inquiry was launched in April last year. However, the lawyers representing the Afghan villagers have launched legal proceedings for a judicial review in the investigation, as they do not think the inquiry is being carried out the way it should be. I spoke to lawyer Deborah Manning, who was representing the villagers, about the judicial review. Tell me about your relationship to this case.
I have been one of the lawyers acting for the villagers affected by Operation Burnham since 2016. So for the last 2 to 3 years, we have been representing their interests, trying to get their voices heard, and a right to life investigation for those who were killed and injured during a New Zealand Defence Force operation in Afghanistan.
You say the inquiry hasn't been dealing with this case as a right to life issue. Why is this a problem, and what does this mean for the case?
We have been arguing that the inquiry should be keeping as a key focus the deaths of our 6 clients and those who were injured, known as a right to life investigation. And the reason this is important is because it recognises the special status of the next of kin or family members, which gives them certain rights, for example, being able to have access to documents and access to witnesses and what people say.
So how is the case currently being operated under if it's not right to life?
That's a good question. Look, to be honest, it's hard for me to describe how the case is currently going because the process is not clear enough to us. Essentially, we seem to be having a process where it's focused on closed or private sessions. There's no clear list of issues or roadmap about what's happening. And we feel a lot of the time we're trying to play catch-up to understand what's going on in an inquiry that we consider should be centrally focusing on our clients as the victims of Operation Burnham.
So you just mentioned that the inquiry is currently looking is currently very private. What would a transparent inquiry look like to you?
A transparent inquiry would mean the starting point is openness and transparency, and it as much as possible would be equivalent to like open hearings where witnesses are called, they're questioned, people in the public and the core participants get to see what's going on, and then only in the exceptional case where necessary and justified, it moves out of the public or open space and then into a differently managed process in private sessions. And we say that the families should still be part of those sessions in accordance with how they've managed to do this overseas. What we're asking for is standard practice in other countries, in the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland, for example. This is simply New Zealand's first experience of having to do this. And so I suppose we're learning along the way. And what we are saying as lawyers for the villagers is that we want the process to be far more open than what it is. And the starting point is openness, not secrecy.
Can you please talk me through the costs of this inquiry?
No, I actually can't really talk you through the costs. There's been reported costs in the media in terms of what the inquiry, the core participants have been given some funding. The New Zealand Defence Force have a budget. I mean, I don't know what everybody's budgets are, but what I can say is that it has been difficult to discuss issues of funding, and that has caused a high degree of stress for myself and my team.
Do you think you have enough access to resources to conduct this investigation? Have you found it's been affecting your work if you don't feel you have had enough?
I don't consider that we have been properly equipped or resourced to participate in this inquiry, and I have made my concerns known from the outset of the inquiry beginning, and it's been now nearly a year. And to be honest, I am very tired of the excuses being given that this is a new process for the relevant department, because I think a year is well enough time to figure out a pretty basic process to establish.
So what are you hoping the judicial review will achieve?
What we're hoping is that we can have the High Court look at our arguments about the need for this to be a right to life investigation. And what we would hope is that the villagers would finally have their right to life investigation recognised by the New Zealand authorities and that this can begin.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.